Okay, Ravos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Vav, a good Erev Shabbos. And we are here at the very last word of Hey Amid Beis. If you remember, we've been talking about the Isra of Bal Ta'acher, of delaying any korban or any promise, let's say tzedakah, etc., that you have to bring. And the Pasuk had said, we had discussed, that the Pasuk had said, and you will have a sin if you delay your korban or whatever. And we learned now that the korban does not have a chait, meaning that the korban is not possible, and you can bring it even though you violate the iser of Bal Ta'acher. We had suggested, why do you need to teach me that? We already know that from the concept of Bechor. We had learned that the Achayim had said, the others had said, that a Bechor that is delayed, right, again, that is brought past the 1 year mark, is also allowed to be brought as a korban. It's not possible, right? Again, even though it's inappropriate, but the korban itself is not possible. And then we had said that's a bechor that only that is different. Maybe a bechor is different because there is no ritzui, there is no atonement or anything that is affected by bringing the bechor as a korban. It's just something you got to do. But other korban hosts, you might have thought that are no good, right? If you delayed to bring, I don't know, a chatas or whatever it was, you might have thought that that's no good. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach me. Okay, so now we're at the bottom of Hey Beis V'Akati, and the Gemara tries again to prove that this drasha is unnecessary, because V'Akati mid ben Azay Nafka. We can still learn out this fact that the korban is not pasul, right, from ben Azay. The Tanya is blended, right? Said ben Azay Omer Oso. Right, again, the pasuk says Oso. Now this is not talking about Bal Ta'acher. This is talking about Pigul. Yeah, a pigol, if some sort of bad machshava, if the kohen has some sort of inappropriate thought, let's say to shech the korban, to eat the meat in 4 days from now, so that messes up the korban. And the pasuk there says, hamakrivo so lo yichashev, right? That korban itself, matam alomar, what is the pasuk teaching me when it says oso, that korban itself is pigol? Shemar lo ta'acher l'shalmo shame'ani af ma'acher nidro b'val yirotze. You might have thought, right, that since the pasuk says lo sa'achad l'shalma, meaning do not delay in bringing the korban, that you might have thought that even someone who delays in bringing his korban, b'bal yeratzeh, meaning that it is not only is it bal ta'acher that you can't delay the korban, but it's bal yeratzeh, it will not be wanted by a kodesh baruch hu, and i.e. the korban is pasul. So therefore, tam lomar oso. Therefore, the pasuk says oso, that oso, that b'lo yeratzeh, that pigul is not accepted, is pasul. But someone who delays his korban is not included in the pasuk of lo yiratzeh. It's not included in this psul korban, meaning that the bal ta'acher, right, if you violate the isra of bal ta'acher, the korban is not pasul. So that seems a pretty good proof, right? That's all korbanos, right? That tells me that if you delay in bringing the korban is not pasul. Therefore, what do you need the pasuk of v'haya b'chachet? Right? You can't tell me that comes to teach me v'lo b'korban chachet, because we already have this din of Ben Azai. So the Gemara tries again, and it says, rather, no, the drasha is like this, El b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet, that you have a sin if you delay bringing a korban, but your wife does not. Now, what does that mean? Why would you have a havmina that your wife, it would be included in your iser? Sakatai dechamina, you might have thought, hol v'amar Yochanan, v'tem Rabbi Lazar, since we have a statement, either by Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Yochanan, that says, in ishto shel adam mesa elim kim v'vash m'menu mamon ve'inlo, right, that a person's wife, right, only passes away, rachman l'tzlan, if someone asks for money, and he doesn't have any, right, shenamar, the pasuk says, im'ein l'cha l'shalem, lama yikach mishkavecha mitachtecha, right, if you don't have any money to pay, so why should we take the thing you sleep with, right, from literally means from underneath you, meaning why should Kosh Baruch Hu take your wife, right, again, that pasuk is teaching that basically if a person, right, doesn't have money to pay back, or to give a tzedakah, etc., really, it's gezel, money that you stole, you don't have what to pay back, right? So then, rachman letzlan, if a person doesn't have any, so then it could result in a person's wife being taken. So you might have thought that a person's wife is included, right? What does it mean, included in this iser, in this concept of not paying back? It could be, you might have thought that that applies also to korbanos, that you delay in paying. So therefore, kamashman, the pasuk comes to teach us, no, that there's no threat here, God forbid, to a person's wife. If a person delays paying his korban, that's only in a specific set of circumstances. If that seems harsh, so again, the Rishonim discuss exactly, and the Achronim discuss in terms of what scenarios. Is it a woman who causes him to steal money because she makes inappropriate demands on him? As a husband, and therefore he doesn't have enough money, resorts to stealing, and then maybe he can't pay back. But again, they talk about, right, again, obviously, the pashas is that a person dies of their own sin. This is, we're not just saying that, if the woman is a righteous woman and this guy happens to be a bum, so, his wife's going to get punished, right? There's obviously a lot going on over here. But either way, that's the pasuk is coming to teach me. Okay. Now, this pasuk we're about to quote is two psukim after the pasuk we quoted yesterday, right? If you remember yesterday, right on Hema Beis, right at the top, right, it said, Ki Sidor Neder Lashem, right, Lashem Lokecha, Losa Achela Shalmoki, Daroshi Joshena, right? We darshened out all of those concepts, what's included in the Isra Bata Acher. This pasuk is two psukim later, and we're going to darshen out some more things. And then, obviously, if there's some overlap, we're going to ask why there is overlap between the two psukim. So, tell me about it. Anything that you say from your mouth, two mitzvahs asay. It teaches me that there's a mitzvah asay to bring the korban on time. Tishmor, that you should continue doing. I guess we should read the whole pasuk, right? Motzas vasecha tishmor, keep the whatever comes out of your mouth, meaning anything that you may make as a neder or whatever. V'asisa kasher nedarta l'shem l'kecha, you should do that. You pledged what you pledged to Kosh Baruch Hu, nedava asher dibarta b'ficha, or if it's nedava that you pledged to say with your mouth. So Gemara, again, that seems to be a very kind of repetitive pasuk. So the Gemara darshens out all the things that we learn from here. So motzas vasecha, zu mitzvahs asay, anything you say from your mouth, that teaches me that there's a mitzvahs asay to bring the korban on time. Tishmor, what you should make sure to do, that zu mitzvahs los asay, that teaches me that there's an iser of Balta Acher, Ve'asisa, and the word says, the pasuk says, Ve'asisa, that's an Azhar LeBezdin She'asucha, Kasher Nadarcha, that's a warning to Bezdin to force you to do what you did. Ze Neder L'Hashem Elokecha, and the Neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ze'elu Chatoz V'Hashamos Alos Shlomim, that includes all those Korbanos. Nedava Kimashmo, right, again, if you're talking about a Nedava, that we know what that is, we talked about that yesterday. Asher Dibarta, that which you said, Elu Kachay Be'Kabais, that's any pledge you may make to the upkeep, to the Beit HaKabayis, the Beis HaMikdash. Beficha, what does Beficha mean? That's Zut Tzedakah. That's referring to Tzedakah. So all of those things that we just listed, right, that's how we darshan out that pasuk. The Gemara says, one second, Amar Mar, Motzas Masach HaZu Mitzvahs Aseh. Why do you need the pasuk? Right, Lamali. Right, you don't need to tell me that there's a Mitzvahs Aseh to bring your korban on time. Right, the pasuk says, Uvasa Shama Ve'Vesim Shama. When you come there, that's not exactly in the same context, but the pasuk does say you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you should bring everything that you promised to bring. So Tishmor, another question, Zu Mitzvahs Lo Asay, that tells me there's an Isser of Bal Ta'acher. Well, Lamali, Milo Ta'acher the Shalmo Nafka, right? You could learn the Isser from Bal Ta'acher from the pasuk of Lo Sa'acher the Shalmo, right? The pasuk of Bal Ta'acher, you don't need a pasuk of Tishmor to teach me that there's an Isser Lav. Right, V'asisa, and we said that the word V'asisa is Ashar LeBezdin She'asucha, right, that teaches me that Bezdin can force you, should force you to do, bring whatever you promised. Lamali, Lamikarvoso, Nafka. Lamali, what do you need this halacha for? Mi Yakrivoso, Nafka. You can learn it out for the pasuk of Yakrivoso, the Tanya's Bundra Raisa, Yakrivoso, Malamecha Kofanoso, Shekofanoso. Right, that pasuk teaches me that you can force him to bring the korban that he promised. Right, Yacho Bakorcho, you might have thought you could take it against his will. I mean, you could go into his pen, his field, and take the sheep, whatever. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, he has to want it. Hakeit said, how does that work? So kofna so ache yomer rotzani. We force him, right, through external pressure until he says that he wants it. Right, this phrase is most famous by giving a woman a get. That if a person doesn't want to give a get, and obviously there's grounds for divorce. So if a husband doesn't want to give a get, so Gemara has a similar phrase. Kofna so ache yomer rotzani. Right, we force him until he says, okay, I want to. Meaning, really, right, again, we assume that he wants to deep down. We just have to remove, right, all of the Yitzhahara and all of the obstacles around it. But either way, we know this halacha that Beis Din is allowed, is supposed to force you to bring your korbanos. So why do we need another pasuk to teach me these three things? The fact that A, there's a mitzvah asay, B, that there's a mitzvah slos asay, and C, that Beis Din can force you. Gemara says, chad amar velo afrish, chad da afrish velo akri. Because there are two types of bal ta'acher, two scenarios where the isser of bal ta'acher exists. The first one is the Amar Velo Avrish, that you said you're going to bring a korban, but then you didn't separate the korban. And the second one is that you separated the korban, but you didn't bring it. Why would you need both psukim? So the Gemara explains, Ukstricha, you need to teach me that both of these are a violation of Alta Acha. Diyash minan Amar Velo Avrish, if you would have told me that there's an Isser to, if you say you're going to bring a korban, but you don't take it out, you don't separate it from your flock, we shouldn't do Lukhaim al Dibura. Right? Maybe that's only because you didn't fulfill what you're going to do, right? Aval afresh v'lo akriv. But if you did actually separate it, you just delayed in bringing the korban. So you might have thought that wherever this sheep is, it still belongs to Akash Baruch Hu. You're going to bring it as a korban eventually. So you might have thought that there's no iser. So therefore, Tzricha needs to teach me that there is. V'yashmin an afresh v'lo akriv. And if you taught me the opposite case, that if you separate the korban but don't bring it, that that's when you violate the iser bata akher. So it's gamashi le gabe. Because maybe that's because you're delaying, bringing a korban legavoa to Akash Baruch Hu. Aval amar v'lo afresh. But if you just said you're going to bring a korban, but you didn't end up separating the korban yet, emet dibura lav klumu. So maybe you might have thought that this guy's just talking, right? It's not a real thing. So therefore, tzricha, you need to tell me that no, that is also legitimate. That is also, an iser of balta acher. So Gemara says, one second, umi matzis amar damar v'lo afresh. How do you find a case, right, again, when we listed all of these things that you're chayav for, how could you tell me that the case here is where you said you're going to bring a korban, but you didn't separate it yet? V'anadava ksiva, right? One of the examples we gave was an adava, right? V'tznan, and we learned that ezuri neder, what's a neder? Homer ha're'alai. Again, we explained yesterday that if a person says, what's a neder? The language, he says, I'm going to bring a korban. I'm going to bring a korban ola. Ve'ezui nadava. What's an adava? Ha'omer harezu ola. You point to an animal and you say, this is an ola. Umay be neder le nadava. What's the difference between neder and adava? Neder meso nignav chay bechriyuso. If a neder dies, or again, you say that you have to bring a korban, and then you separate an animal and the animal dies. Well, you still have to bring a korban. So therefore, you're chay bechriyuso, you have to replace the animal. Nadava, but by a nadava, if you point to that cow and say that's a korban, and then meso nignav, it either dies or stolen, say inu chay bechriyuso, right? You don't have to pay it back. You don't have to replace it with another korban. I mean, that's the nadava, not because the kedusha is only chal on the animal. But either way, how can you tell me the case here is where amar v'lo afresh, that you said you'd bring a korban but you didn't designate it? One of the cases we're giving is a nadava. Nadava, by definition, is you pointed to an animal and said it's a korban. That's separating the korban. How can you tell me that the case here, right, and when one of these scenarios is that you said you're going to bring a korban but you didn't separate it? So Gemara says, amar Rava. Rava says, the mishkakos la, the case could be kigon. The Amar Hare Alai Ola Al Manash Eni Chayv Bachriyusa. That you made like kind of like a combination. That you said, I'm going to bring an Ola on myself, but on condition that I'm not Chayv to Bachriyusa, that I'm not Chayv to replace it. So it has, when it says Nadava, it has an aspect of Nadava, that you're not Chayv to replace it, but the language that you used was the language of Neder, that you said it's on me to bring a korban, even though, right, you made a tznai, you made a condition that you're not chayav to replace it, and that's what we're talking about. And in the case of Nadava, and that's how you could have, right, he said that he's going to bring a korban, but he didn't separate it yet by a Nadava, and it's not, an inherent contradiction. Okay, now, we had darshan out, b'ficha zutzaka, right, we had said that, again, what do you have to bring, right, would you, that's the last word in the pasuk, right, that says that, what was the pasuk? Yeah. Nedavah shadibarta b'ficha. Right? We said zut tzedakah. That's referring to tzedakah that you can violate balta acher by promises of tzedakah. If you say that, you're going to, you bli neder, you're going to give, whatever it is to the shul or to whatever tzedakah, to an ani or whatever it is, and you delay, so that's the issur of balta acher. So Amar Rava. Rava says, tzedakah b'chayv le'la alter. Rava says, and your tzedakah does not need to wait. Right? You don't wait three holidays to violate the issur of balta acher. You violate that straight away, assuming you gave a date, right? Meaning you said, if you said right, that you're going to give a tzedakah on a certain time, right? Again, that we don't need to wait. I don't want to say that unilaterally. I'm not actually sure. But Pashas is, let me see if I can see quickly, is there a Rashi? I'm not sure. If you violate it right away, does it depend on whether you made a time frame for it or not? Okay, I'm not sure. Right? Pashas is, I would imagine, the Rishonim to talk about it. Right, okay, yeah. All right. I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. Right, let me show them. Yeah, there is a discussion over here. Yeah, okay, just looking at the bottom of the sifter for a second. But okay, fine, vayter. Either way, the Rishonim do discuss whether it depends on whether it's a time period or whether you have an, right, the Rishonim specifically speak about whether there are Aniyim standing in front of you, or is it considered as if the Aniyim are there if you give to an organization? Okay, either way, vayter. So Rava says that you violate Tzedakah right away. My time, what's the reason? Da'akayme Aniyim. Because, again, Aniyim are right there. So Pshita, the Gemara says, well, yeah, obviously, if you promise to give a guy $100 and he's standing by your door and you're like, you know, you go to fix dinner for the kids, like, what's obviously. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'ad Tema, you might have thought, Kevin de Binyana de Karbonos Ksiva, Ad de Avrael Regalim ke Karbonos. Now, you might have thought that since the whole concept of you violating Baal Ta'acher by Tzedakah is written along with all the other Karbonos, you might have thought that it's three Regalim, that the time frame is just like the korbanos. So therefore, Kamash Malan, right, teaches me, Rava teaches me that, no, you violate right away. Kamash Malan, so therefore it comes to teach me that Hasamu did Talin Rachman of Regalim, that only by the korbanos did the Torah say, no, you have a certain amount of time right, by the Shalosh Regalim, and that's the time period. Aval Hacha, but over here by Tzedakah, lo deha shchichi aniyim. Lo, meaning it's not true that you have to wait three regalim before you violate the Isser, to shchichi aniyim, because there are always poor people around, right? It's very common, and therefore, you know, you could just give the meaning. The point is, you could just give the tzedakah. Meaning, as the Gemara said, like the three regalim, right? That's when you have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. If you live in Haifa, right, and you had to give the korban as soon as you took a neder, frankly, it's just not fair, right? Again, why is it three regalim? Because you're going to the Beis Hamikdash anyway, so bring your korbanos. But in terms of, your aniyim, unfortunately, are all over the place. So if a person pledges to give $100 to tzedakah, so you could probably walk down the street at some point, bump into an ani, or an organization, at least collecting for an ani, right? And give them that money that way, so that you don't need the three regalim time period, because you know there's no convenience issue here. You can just give the tzedakah out. Okay, Amar Rava says Kevin Shavar Alav Regal Echad over Baase. Rava says that again when we're talking about Baal Ta'acher, that the iser of delaying your korban, you're going to violate this iser after you pass three regalim. That's only for the los ase, but for the ase, for the mitzvah to bring the korban, right? That you're going to violate even again. We said what was the ase? The pasuk was Motzas Vasacha, right? That's you should bring the korban right away. Veisim Shama, right? Again, that you should bring the korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash when you go there. So that even one regel is going to be, you're going to violate the SA if you miss even one regel. Meisvei, hold on 1 second. I'll ask you a question, Rava. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Papias, they testified al Vlad Shlomim Shiakriv Shlomim, about a Vlad Shlomim, that a child of a Shlomim, meaning if the Shlomim you brought was Muberes, as Rashi says, was pregnant, or you makdish it and then it became pregnant, but either way, and then that korban had a child, so you should bring it, that korban, that offspring, as a Shlomim. And Amar Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Papias said, Ani meyed shehaisa lanu paral shel zivchei Shlomim. Right, Rabbi Papias testified, he said, that it happened to us, we had a cow that was a Shlomim, v'achlanu a Pesach, and we ate it on Pesach, v'achalnu v'lad a Shlomim b'chag. And we ate its child, right, its offspring, on Sukkos. Right, Chag is always Sukkos. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Pesach lo kervua in the mechusar zmanhava. So I understand the Gemara says why he couldn't bring it on Pesach, because right, if the cow gives birth, let's say on Pesach, so a korban has to be 8 days old, so you can't bring it on Pesach, right? You don't have enough time. It's mechuzar zman. But ela vlad debateres hechi mashile, right? But how did they miss Shavuos, right? Va'avrile ala be'ase, right? If you tell me that you violate an isra se, right, for missing a holiday in terms of Baal Ta'acher, so come on, Rabbi Papias and Rabbi Yeshua, they would have been makbid to make sure to bring that child as a korban on Shavuos. It's only a couple of weeks later. Some Rav Zvid Mishmei Rava, what's the case? Gigon Shahaya Chola Batzeres. It must be that the animal was sick on Atzeres, and it was a psul, right? It's a mum, a temporary mum, so they couldn't bring it at that time. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi says, Ravashi says, no. What do you mean, Chag? Ktekatani Chag Shavuos. No, the Chag, the holiday that they meant was Shavuos. Okay, well, 1 second. As I mentioned before, right, usually when the Gemara and the Pasuk says Chag, right, we're talking about Sukkos. Right, anytime you have Pesach and it's talking about Shavuos afterwards, it calls it Tzatzeres. So, Why didn't he answer that? He was talking about Shavuos, right? Because he didn't like that, because the language usually indicates Sukkah, so it must be that it was Sukkah on Atzeres, on Shavuos, and in that scenario, you would not violate the Isser, the Mitzvah Saseh of bringing the Korban on time. Okay. V'amar Rava, and Rava continues and says, Kevin Sha'avru Alav Gimel Regalim. Right, once you miss right the three regalim and you violate the Isser Balta Acher of delaying your korban, then b'chol yom v'yom over Balta Acher. Every single day is going to be an extra Isser of Balta Acher. The Gemara says, really, is that true? Meisvei, hold on, ask you a stira, echad b'chor v'echad kol ha-kachim, whether it's a b'chor or any other type of korban, kevin sha'avru aleihem shana below regalim, regalim below shana over Balta Acher. Right, according to this brisa, right, whether you missed three regalim, whether you delayed in bringing this korban or bechor, whatever it is, three regalim, or if you missed a year, regardless, right, even if it's without three regalim, so then over b'valta acher, then you will violate b'valta acher. So Gemara says, how does that come to tell me? How does that astira? Right, what kind of contradiction is that? Rava said you violated the Isser b'valta acher every single day, and now you're telling me that if you miss three regalim, or if you miss a year, then you violate Balta Acher. Well, what does that have to do with anything? So Rav Kana says, "Man the Kamosiv, Shaper Kamosiv." No, whoever asked a good kasha, right? No, whoever asked his kasha asked well, because Michti, let's see, Tana Alavoi Kamahader. Right, the Tana, the Brisa is looking for right Lavin. Listening b'chol yom v'yom over Balta Acher. Meaning, if you're kind of trying to tell me how serious it is to violate Balta Acher, tell me that if you miss it, you're going to violate an Isser every single day. Why are you telling me that, again, if you're looking for a chumrah to try and, you know, freak me out and tell me about the lav, right, to tell me how serious it is, right, so why are you telling me that you violate it either if you skip three holidays or if you delay over a year? You should tell me that you violate an Isser every single day. So Vidach, the other one says, Tana lo mikva belav kamahader, belav yisira lo kamahader. And so the simple answer is, meaning what Rava would tell you, is that no, that price is simply coming to tell you the time in which you violate the Isser. It's not looking to inform you about every single Isser, right, all the extra Isurim that you violate by delaying it every single day. It wasn't interested in teaching us that halacha. Okay, fine. So that once we mention this price that says that you can violate Balta Acher, whether three regalim passed or a year passed, Gemara has a technical question. Gufo, hold on a second. Echad b'chor v'echad. Let's go back to what we just said. Echad b'chor v'echad kol kachim kevin shavu olam shana below regalim, regalim below shana over Balta Acher. Again, like we said, if you three regalim pass or a year passes, you violate Balta Acher. So the Gemara says bishlama regalim below shana mishkakasla. I understand how you can pass three regalim without passing a year because you know just start with Pesach, and by the time you get to the end of Sukkos. So that's 6 months. It's Ella Shunnable Regalim, Hechimish Kakasla. Technical point. How does that work out? You could pass a year without passing three holidays. So Gemara says, okay, Hani Chalamanda Isle Kisidron. I understand, according to the one who says that you have to violate, that when you violate Balta Acher, that's only if the three holidays passed in order, right? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Who was that? Rabbi Elazar, I think. I don't remember. But Meshkachas, you could find a case where you passed a year, but you didn't miss enough holidays. Meaning, let's say you went from Elul to Elul. So you only got Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, but you didn't get them in order yet. So you passed a year, but you didn't pass three regalim. Elamant less like a Sidron. According to one who says that it's not an order, so how in the world are you going to have a scenario where you missed a year, but you didn't yet pass three regalim? I understand it. You could find a case according to Rebbe, because mishkachazla b'shana mu'beres, because maybe it'd be a leap year. Titania is blender b'raisa, shana tamima, how do you count a full year? Now this is, halacha is by Bater Arechoma. The halacha of Bater Arechoma is that if a person sells a house in a city wall, so he has one shana tmima, one full year to buy it back, and if that year passes, then it stays the property of the owner, of the buyer. It doesn't even revert back by Yovel, which property usually does. Usually refers back to inheritance properties by Yovel, but by a city in the wall, so that's not true. So how do you calculate a shana tmima, a full year? So Rebbe says, Mona gimel meos v'shishim v'chamisha yom, k'minin mosachama. Rebbe says, you take a solar calendar, you take a solar year, 365 days. V'chachamim omrim, mona yud beis chodesh miyom liyom. Chachamim say, no, you count the date on the Hebrew calendar from 1 year to the next. So yud beis What's today's date? Yud Beis Cheshvan, probably a little earlier, no? Maybe it's Ches Cheshvan, I forget already. But we had Rosh Chodesh on... Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, maybe on Thursday, so maybe it's Yud. Okay, either way. So you count 12 months from one day to the day. So, again, I understand how you could have a year without the, not all three holidays, because if according to Rebbe, a full year is counted as 365 days. Vim nis'abr shana, right, nis'abr lo. Now, this is the end of the Braisa, that the Chachamim say that if you had a leap year, so then it's the leap year counts for the seller. But mishkakos lo, the Rebbe, the akdashah baser l'chagam atzos. Right, it could be, according to Rebbe, that what happened, right, you sanctified, you were makdish, this korban, right after Pesach, and then... meaning, and then let's say it was a leap year. So if you were makdish it right at the Pesach and you add a month, right? So there's going to be some extra time, you know, between let's say 365 days later will be right before Pesach, right? Because you added a month, you added an extra month on the Hebrew calendar. El Rabban Hechem Mishkachas La, but according to the Chachamim, who say you count from one date to the next, so then. How do you find such a case, right, where a year passed and the regalim did not? So the Gemara says, "Kidatani Rav Shmaya." It must be like Rav Shmaya said, a very specific case. And at Seres, pamim hey, pamim shisha, pamim shiva. That sometimes, again, back in the day when they were mekadesh the chodesh al pi re'ia, when they mekadesh the chodesh with edim, so it shmina shavuos could have been on the 5th of Sivan, on the 6th. Or on the Sabbath. Now, nowadays, we obviously know that we have a fixed calendar. But back then, when is Shavuos? The Pasuk does not give a specific date for Shavuos. It says, count 7 weeks from Pesach. So, sometimes Shavuos is going to be the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th. Ketzad, how does that work? Shneyam Malayan, if Iyar and Sivan are full, are 30 days each, then Chamisha, then it's going to be on the 5th, because you count 49 days from the 16th, from the 15th of Pesach, or the 16th of Pesach, of Nisan, you're going to hit the 5th of Sivan, because you have 30 days in both Iyar and Nisan, excuse me, not Iyar and Sivan, Iyar and Nisan. But if Shneim Chaserin, if both of them are 29 days, so then Shiva, then you're going to end up on the 7th of Sivan. Echad Malay Echad Chaser, if you have one and one, so then Shisha, then you end up on the 6th of Sivan. Now, just to clarify, so what it means is that, let's say, you were makdish it on, let's say in 1 year, Shavuos was on the 6th, so you were makdish, Shavuos was on the, how does it work out? Shavuos was on the 5th, right? And then you were makdish the korban on the 6th, which is the day after Shavuos, and then the next year, right, on the 6th of Sivan, the next year, Shavuos is the 7th. So you were makdish it on the 6th, which was after Shavuos, right, year A, and then it's before Shavuos in year B. So you want a full year without hitting, right, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Okay. Uman Tana Depalig Alea de Rabbi Shemaya. Who argues against Rabbi Shemaya, who says that Shavuos is not either the 5th, 6th, or 7th, it's only on the 6th? Acherim, that's the Acherim, the Tanya is one of the Brisa. Acherim, Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Roshan LaRoshana, El Adal Yamim Bilvad. Right, there's only 4 days, again, if you go from 1 year to the next, right, without a leap year, right, you're only going to have 4 days between each one. When you count backwards, it's going to be 4 days earlier. And if it's a leap year, then it's 5 days. But Pashas is that, again, according to the Acherim, there's every month, right, there's only, the reason that is because there's only 6 months that are Malay, and they go every other year, right? If you look at, Rashi, it explains that basically that either one, they alternate, meaning a full month, then a chaser month, right? If you look at Ela Dalad Yamim, right, according to Rashi, right across there, so he says Kesavri LaOlam Kol Chachi Shana Echad Malay VeEchad Chaser, meaning they alternate. So you're never going to have a scenario where Nisan and Iyar are either both full or both chaser, because it alternates. And regardless, Shavuos is always going to fall on the 6th, because 1 month is going to be Malay, 1 month is going to be chaser. Okay. All right, let's stop here, because we're still within Balta Acher, but this is a solid place to start. Rabbi Zeir is going to ask about a Yoresh, he's going to ask about a Nisha. Right, okay, we'll do this Mitzvah Shem Matzah Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.